This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening on this last day of October, right? Lots of Halloween festivities for you this hour. And what's scarier than Halloween? Easy. A trip to the hospital. That's scarier than Halloween. Even scarier than that, though, is a trip to the hospital with no health insurance. Heather Goldwater, entrepreneur and new mom, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you very much for having me.
Heather, have you had to contemplate that scary story recently?
Yes, especially as the end of 2013 nears, I have received a notice that the cancellation of my health insurance policy will end on December 31st, 2013 because of the new changes in the Health Care Act.
So the Affordable Care Act has caused you to really be possibly uninsured by the end of this year. That's according to the notice.
Right. I got a letter in July from Cigna, and they said my individual medical plan will be canceled as of December 31st. However, they told me not to do anything because as of October 1st, I would receive new plans and things I could look at. And it's now almost November 1st, and I've still not received anything. And, of course, the website for healthcare.gov isn't working. And I'm a new mom. I have a six-month-old daughter. I have a very thriving business. And it's hard enough to do everything in a, 12-hour day and more or less try to find healthcare. I'm scrambling in the next 2 months. And, right now I would like to keep the policy I have, but I have not even had that option right now.
All right, Heather. Well, we're going to go to work for you here. Stay on the line. She's an entrepreneur and new mom whose insurance policy will be canceled effective December 31st. You heard her telling us about the notification she's received from Cigna. She's on the line from Charleston, South Carolina. Here's Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius seeming to respond to your troubles, Heather, and a lot of questions about insurance policy cancellations at her grilling, televised grilling, on Capitol Hill yesterday.
But if, again, a plan is in place and was in place at the time that the president signed the bill and the consumer wants to keep the plan, those individuals are grandfathered in, and that's happening across the country in the individual market.
It's Kathleen Sebelius at the hearings on the Affordable Care Act yesterday. Julie Appleby is a reporter for the Kaiser Health News Service. Put Heather's story that we just heard and Kathleen Sebelius' statement right there in context. Can you do that, Julie?
Sure, John. Thanks very much. About 14 million Americans buy their own health insurance like Heather does. And those are the folks that we're talking about here. We're not talking about people with job-based insurance. So just to be clear on that. But many of these folks, we don't have an exact number, but it's substantial, are getting notification that instead of renewing into their same policies this year as they would normally do at the end of their contract year, they are having to pick new plans. And the reason for that is that many of the existing plans don't meet the minimum standards required in the new healthcare law. Maybe they don't cover prescription drugs or hospital care or maternity, or they have some other reason that they fall short of this health law. And so people are having to pick new plans. And folks like Heather are getting these letters telling them a little bit about that.
All right. Let me ask Heather about some of the details there. Heather, you say you like your plan. Is that the case?
That is the case, and it does not have maternity. My husband and I did have to pay out of pocket for my daughter to be born, which already killed us. But every policy I looked at when I left Cobra did not cover maternity for a 38-year-old woman. They already discriminated against me because of my age, and I'm glad there is reform coming for that situation for other women who want to have children. So, yes, of course, that is one of the things in there. And also, it doesn't cover mental health.
All right, Heather, so if the ACA, if the Affordable Care Act wants to improve the standards on individual health care plans, you're for that, right?
Oh, definitely. I definitely think things need to change no matter what. However, if I have this policy, I already have the doctors I like. I have the drug benefits. That's what I need right now. And I only have 2 months, and I don't – and right now, I'm scrambling.
All right, Heather, hold on there just for a second. Julie, what's Heather to do? It sounds like the Affordable Care Act is not trying to scare Heather Goldwater, but she's pretty scared.
Right. A lot of people are very anxious right now because they do need to sign up for a new plan. They need to sign up by December 15th if they want coverage to start January 1st. And we've all heard about the troubles with the healthcare.gov website. Heather is in a state that's being run by the federal government with healthcare.gov. But she does have an option. She could call her insurer now and ask them what their plans are that they're going to be making available. And or she could talk to an independent broker. She can also go on to healthcare.gov, and they've They've changed it a little bit, so you don't have to create an account now. You can just browse plans. So you would go on there and click the little button that says see plans now, and it asks you some basic information about your state, your county you live in, a little bit about your household size, and it'll show you some of the plans. All of the plans are available in your area. It's not an exact quote because it doesn't have your exact age in there, and that's an important part of how much these are going to cost, but it gives you a pretty good idea based on your household size and where you live, what the plans are in your area. And I looked up for where Heather lives, and there's about four different insurers that are offering coverage.
That's great. Well, Julie, I want to get a final comment from Heather here, but before we go with you, reporter for Kaiser Health News, the media really has taken advantage of the ignorance of most Americans about how insurance works. Do you think?
I think a lot of people really have a difficult time in understanding how insurance works, frankly. I think I've been covering it for a long time, and it's very complicated, and sometimes I still have to look stuff up. So I think it is very complicated, and people are confused. They don't understand that most years they do renew these policies, and that in the past, insurers could cancel them, and they didn't have to actually offer them a new policy. So a lot of things are changing here. It's very complicated. And it's a difficult situation for a lot of people.
Julie Appleby, I can't thank you enough for helping us out here. Reporter for Kaiser Health News. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
Heather Goldwater, final comment. Do you feel better?
I still think my heart's racing a little bit. I'm going to scramble and see what happens. I just would wish that maybe until that website is put up to par, I think all of us deserve an extension.
Heather Goldwater is an entrepreneur and a new mom who's received notification that her insurance policy has been canceled, but she does appear to have some options. Heather Goldwater, thanks so much. This is The Takeaway.